Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, the site of yesterday's explosion in West Donegal has been declared safe by the Army Bomb Disposal Team that attended the scene. Investigations are continuing as a man remains in serious condition following a crash in the Glandona Road area of Manor Cunningham shortly before 5:15 yesterday evening. Gardaí have described an assault of a boy walking home from school in Milford as worrying, and the company taking legal action on behalf of defective block homeowners has confirmed that it is still taking people into the case, but it will be closing off soon. These stories in full, plus more to come. Kenny Harkin will be live at around 5:15 with all of the latest in sport. The site of yesterday's explosion in West Donegal has been declared safe by the Army Bomb Disposal Team that attended the scene last evening. Gardaí say they continue to investigate all the circumstances surrounding the explosion in Brinlac near Bunbeg, in which Stephen Montgomery, who was in his 40s, lost his life. A post-mortem examination is expected to take place later today at Letterkenny University Hospital. Parish priest of Gweedore says there is a blanket of sadness over the area. Father Brian O'Farrell says yesterday started like any other day for Mr. Montgomery and his family.
It's a sad day for our community. There's a blanket of sadness from yesterday lunchtime. And even today, as the news is filtering through, the name of the gentleman that lost his life yesterday, Stephen Montgomery. So that there's an air of sadness in our community, certainly. I'm conscious of the sadness that surrounds us here in Gweedore, but I'm equally conscious of Stephen's family and friends and colleagues and the circle of family there that are just plunged into that all-encompassing sadness. Because, I mean, what we have here was a man who left home, and I understand that he was a married man and a father. That was he left home, he left a wife, he left a family, he left his people yesterday morning. He's left to go into a decent and an honest day's work and labour. And it came to a very tragic end, sadly.
Investigations are continuing as a man remains in a serious condition following a crash at the Glandona area of Manor Cunningham shortly before 5:15 yesterday evening. The motorcyclist, who's in his 30s, was taken by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital, while the driver and passenger in the car were also taken to hospital for medical assessment. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing for information.
This collision happened at Galdona Manor Cunningham just yesterday, Monday the 29th of May, shortly before 5:15 p.m. So this collision involved a car and a motorcycle. The motorcyclist was removed from the scene by ambulance. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital, where he remains to receive treatment for injuries sustained. The driver and passenger of the car, they were also taken into hospital, but as a precautionary measure. So the car and the motorcycle, they were both travelling in the same direction from Raphoe towards Newton Cunningham at the time of the collision on the L1214. And so we appeal to anybody who was travelling on that stretch of road, as always, who had a dash cam, that would be invaluable if they could make that footage available to us. If anybody witnessed the collision, Gardaí have spoken to a number of people already. So if there's somebody out there who witnessed it, Gardaí haven't made contact with them yet or haven't spoken to them, we would ask them to contact us in Letterkenny.
And Gardaí have described an assault on a boy walking home from school in Milford as worrying. On Wednesday last, the boy was walking home when he was assaulted by two males who were unknown to him shortly before 4 p.m. The student was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injury sustained. Garda Grainne Doherty says they are keen to progress the investigation.
This assault happened on the Convent Road in Milford on Wednesday the 24th of May in and around 3:55 p.m. So quite a worrying incident, this one. A boy was walking home from school. He was assaulted by two males. These males were not known to him. This boy was taken by ambulance to Letterkenny Hospital, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. So we're anxious to further this investigation. And we ask again, any witnesses in that area may have seen the incident. Anybody who was travelling in that area who had a dash cam, again, please drop the footage into us and we'll go through the footage. Gardaí can be contacted again on Milford on 91 53060, or the Garda Confidential line. There was an incident quite similar to that one in Stranorler back, I think maybe a couple of months. It's a schoolboy walking home from school. So of course, yeah, we're very, very anxious to further this investigation.
Meanwhile, PSNI in Derry are appealing for information following the attack of a 12-year-old boy in the city yesterday afternoon. The boy was assaulted by a number of persons in the Fountain area of the city at around 10 past one. Police asked anyone who witnessed the incident or was driving in the area around that time and may have dashcam footage to contact them. The company taking illegal action on behalf of defective block homeowners has confirmed that it is still taking people into the case but will be closing off soon. At the weekend, the MICA Action Group indicated they believe at present the legal proceedings which are underway represent only the viable pathway to 100% redress. MAG has urged people to consider joining the action which is being brought through the courts by Coleman Legal, underwritten by Defective Blocks Ireland. There were some suggestions yesterday that Coleman Legal had stopped taking on new people. On today's 9 till noon show, founder David Coleman say they were still taking people on, but they will be closing it off shortly.
We've put together world-renowned experts. We've 9 people working on our legal team on this case. We've access to specialist counsel for European law, planning law. It's free for everybody to join. They don't have a cost risk. They did initially, but there is no cost risk now. It's a unique and groundbreaking case. As you know, it's private. It's fully funded on a not-for-profit basis. And private in the sense that only those in the case are entitled to benefit from the results of the case in the first instance. And at some point, we will close off. We've just crossed 1,800 in the case now. And our view has always been that 2,000 is a good number. And having had discussion with MAG, and we're very thankful and grateful for their support, we have decided that what we will do is we will then announce a sort of cut-off period so that people who haven't joined still have the opportunity to do so. But we're coming to the time when, unfortunately, because our resources are finite, it will have to close.
The Redress Focus Group for Banking and Insurance had their first meeting with banking representatives yesterday. In a statement, the group say it's the first time banks have positively engaged in talks regarding specific products for defective concrete block homeowners. The Banking Federation of Ireland, AIB, Permanent TSB and Bank of Ireland were in attendance. The group is also set to meet with Minister of Finance Michael McGrath at the end of June and the Oireachtas Finance Committee at the beginning of July. The full statement is available to read on our website highlandradio.com. Over 6,000 Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers are currently living in Donegal. There are 136 providers of accommodation for those seeking refuge in the county. Michaela Clark has more.
In response to a question from Councillor Michael McMahon, Donegal County Council reported that as of May the 24th, there were 123 providers of commercial accommodation in Donegal for Ukrainian refugees, with 5,200 people residing in them. Around 2,500 additional people have been processed into the county, but to date they have not yet been discharged into their original accommodation. According to CSO data, as of February, 1,652 people from Ukraine were living in the Donegal MD, 982 in Glenties, 1,318 in the Letterkenny-Milford area, 841 in Inishowen and 305 in the Lifford-Stranorder Municipal District. The local authority added that according to the department, 848 people seeking international protection are living in 13 properties in Donegal.
Meanwhile, a group established in Buncrana to welcome all residents to the town has urged people with concerns to meet those who have moved to the town, particularly refugees and asylum seekers. Buncrana for All spokesperson Sinead Stewart says a number of recent incidents, including the throwing of a firework at the window of a premises housing asylum seekers, are the product of misinformation. She says Buncrana is a very welcoming place.
Buncrana is well known for being a welcoming place, and so it doesn't surprise me that everybody is very welcoming. What I am also hearing, though, is that some people have been reading some misinformation, shall we say, online, and then that is causing concern. What we're trying to do there is just to say, look, come and meet the people. If that lit firework had gone into that room, that was a woman and children, you know, in that room, and I dread to think. And that's what we're trying to prevent, is so that somebody doesn't go out there based on the misinformation that they're hearing online and do something similar where somebody has the potential to get really seriously hurt or worse.
Selling vapes to children will be banned this summer. The Cabinet approved legislation this morning, which will also outlaw e-cigarettes being sold in vending machines. Advertising them will be banned near schools and they can't be sold at events mainly aimed at children. Minister for Drugs Hildegard Nocton outlines what punishment retailers breaching the ban will face.
Where somebody sells to somebody who's under the age of 18, there is a case for a first offence, a fine of up to €4,000 or up to 6 months in prison. For subsequent offences, there is a fine of up to a maximum of €5,000 or up to 12 months in prison. So these will be enforceable by the Environmental Health Service.
Two men have been arrested in Derry as part of ongoing investigation into violent dissident Republican activity by detectives from the Terrorism Investigation Unit. The arrests were made under the Terrorism Act 2000. The men, aged 36 and 59 years old, are being questioned by detectives at Musgrave's Serious Crime Suite. Planned searches were also conducted in the city in the Ballymacroarty area with the support of the Tactical Support Group colleagues. There has been a noted increase in car thefts, according to Gardaí. Between Wednesday and Saturday of last week, three vehicles were stolen in Letterkenny. One of the cars was later found on fire, while the other two have yet to be located. Garda Grainne Doherty has more information.
A number of vehicles were stolen, actually three vehicles in the Letterkenny area. This is only over the last number of days. So we'll go to the first one. It was a silver Toyota Aqua, registration number 152D-32563. This car was stolen from Duffy's Lane at Rosemount, there down the town, Letterkenny, between 11 p.m. on Wednesday the 24th of May and 10 a.m. on Thursday the 25th. So this car had been locked. The car was with the key was with the owner, and this car has not yet been located. The second vehicle then was a black Toyota Aqua, again Toyota Aqua, registration number 162DL3146. This was stolen from a driveway in the area of Glencar Park, Letterkenny, between 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 26th of May and in and around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday the 27th of May. So Gardaí, this car was located actually. Gardaí received a report just before 3:50 a.m. on Saturday the 27th. This car was on fire. It was found in the Fair Green Hill area of Letterkenny. Again, in this case, the keys had been with the owner. The car had been locked at the time of the theft. So that car was located. So the third car that was stolen was a red Toyota Vitz, registration number 060-121790. This was stolen from Chestnut Grove in Letterkenny. And between Saturday the 27th of May at 9 a.m. and Sunday the 28th of May at 7 p.m. And this car is outstanding as well. It hasn't been located.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with the latest in sport. The time is now 5:15. We are going to Kenny Harkin for all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Starting with rugby, and Ulster hooker Tom Stewart and Munster winger Kelvin Nash are among the uncapped players who've been included in a 42-man Ireland training squad. They'll gather in Abbottstown on June the 18th ahead of the first World Cup warm-up game on August the 5th against Italy. Leinster backs Kieran Frawley and Jamie Osborne have also received a call from head coach Andy Farrell, but there's no room for Munster's URC winning flanker John Hodnett or Ulster winger Robert Balakun. And London Irish, they look set to be given an extension to 5 o'clock, a deadline to provide assurances about their future. The English RFU want proof that an American-led takeover is close to completion or that funds are available to compete in next season's Premiership. Failure to meet the deadline would see the exiles suspended from the English top flight. However, current owner Mick Crossan has agreed to fulfil this month's payroll, and documents regarding the takeover are imminent. In soccer, the FAI has agreed a deal with Sports Direct to sponsor both the men's and women's FAI Cups. The contract will run for 3 years. In 2020, the FAI revealed that they were paying back a €6.5 million loan to Sports Direct in monthly instalments until 2025. And in other news, Jorg Smatka has been appointed as Liverpool's new sporting director, replacing Julian Ward. FSG president Mike Jordan says the German will help the football operations in supporting manager Jurgen Klopp. And Welsh manager Rob Page says he's had to hold himself back from picking David Brooks. That's after calling him up for the first time since he'd beat cancer. The midfielder recently made his first start in almost 600 days for Bournemouth. Brooks was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma in October 2021 and hasn't played for his country since. Elsewhere, Atletico Madrid's president says attacker João Félix will be returning to the Spanish club this summer because incoming Chelsea manager Mauricio Pochettino doesn't want him. The Portugal international's been on loan at Stamford Bridge since January, scoring 4 Premier League goals. It's understood the Londoners won't trigger an option to buy the player. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's the first leg of the playoffs. Anna United, they play Dungannon and Swifts. The second leg of that is on Thursday. In Gaelic games, the Munster Senior Hurling Final will be played at the Gaelic Grounds in Limerick. The decision was taken following a meeting of the CCC of the Munster Council. Clare had proposed Semple Stadium, while Limerick had proposed Park at Keeve before the counties reached an agreement to play at the Limerick venue. Throw-in on Sunday, the 11th of June, will be at 1:45. Finally, for this evening in tennis, Daniel Medvedev has been the subject of a major upset in the French Open first round. Brazilian qualifier Thiago Zebocic, ranked 172 in the world, has defeated Medvedev in 5 sets. Already today, there have been wins for 4th seed Casper Ruud and Alexander Zverev. Women's 4th seed Elena Rybakina won in straight sets, and she'll face another Czech, Linda Noskova, in the second round. Still to come up this evening, top seed Iga Swiatek begins the defence of her title against Kristina Boschke. And there have been wins for 6th and 7th seeds today, Coco Gauff and Ons Jabeur. That's your sport. That's back to Donna Marie.
Thank you. Going back to news now. Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, confirmed today that 3 school extension projects in Donegal have gotten approval to proceed to tender. St. Bethan's National School, Skullwarra Milford and Cranford National School have received the go-ahead to move to the tender stage for their extension projects under the Additional School Accommodation Scheme. It's been confirmed that Loganair is to add a Wednesday flight to its Donegal-Glasgow service over the summer. The airline previously had announced a weekend service from July, but at a recent meeting of Glendies Municipal District, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie called for that to be augmented with a midweek flight. He's welcomed today's announcement and paid tribute to management at Donegal Airport and the others involved in the decision.
I must commend the management at Donegal Airport and the other board and the agencies that are involved in the airline, because now this has a huge potential with the midweek flight that opens the whole county, not alone the west of the county, but the whole of Donegal in relation to tourism travelling from Glasgow and Scotland, and also vice versa from Donegal to Glasgow. It gives them more of a choice now when to travel. So I know it's up to September, but it'll be interesting to see how many passengers that we can get now from Glasgow to Donegal in the next few months. And it's absolutely fantastic news.
When you and I discussed this at the last Glenties MD meeting, you were sure that there would be the demand to make a midweek service viable. You remain absolutely sure that will be the case and that the numbers will stack up and that Loganair will be reviewing this at the end of the summer after a very successful season?
Absolutely, because I think with the midweek flight now, it gives a far better connection midweek and also at the weekend as well, and with the amount of people that are travelling. And like I said before, the price of travelling by car now and by ferry to Scotland, the increase in prices is huge. I mean, the flight would be another option for them, and probably they will use it, and I'm 100% sure that they will use the flight.
Gardaí have not ruled out the possibility that a fire at a derelict property in Convoy was started deliberately. The blaze broke out at the property in the Main Street area at around 3:35 a.m. on Sunday morning. Gardaí and the fire services attended the scene and the fire was brought under control. Gardaí are appealing for information. The Health Minister has completely denied other big health projects will be deferred because of overruns at the National Children's Hospital. It comes as the HSE warned price inflections on the project would have significant impact on its other budgets. Stephen Donnelly says there are estimates on a final cost within the Department of Health, but he says it wouldn't be appropriate to put those figures out as negotiations with the builder on the claims are outstanding.
I expect BAM to fulfil its contractual obligations. I expect BAM, most importantly, to have this hospital handed over to CHI next year as agreed. So whilst we may have estimates on the total cost, it would not be in the interest of the state at the moment to provide them.
An investigation has been launched after the office of the parochial house at St Mary's Church from Melton was broken into in recent days. between 6:30pm on Thursday evening last and 9am on Friday morning. The lock of the office door was broken and damage caused to the door frame. Nothing is believed to have been stolen. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have observed any suspicious activity around the parochial house to contact Gardaí in Milford. PSNI in Derry are urging the public to be vigilant following reports of scam letters circulating in the Skeg and Springtown areas of the city. Ballyarnet Neighbourhood Policing Team Inspector Ryan Robb said scam letters have been sent to residents this week to inform them they've won thousands of pounds in a football lottery. He says the letters have an official-looking appearance, however they believe it is a scam targeting the vulnerable members of the community. Ireland's population has exceeded the 5 million threshold for the first time in 171 years. Census figures show there were over 5,149,100 people on the state's census night, which was in April last year. Donegal recorded a population of 176,084. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Of the total population in Donegal, 50.4% were female and 49.6% male. The average age in Donegal was 40.1 years of age compared to 38.5 in April 2016. Meanwhile, the number of people aged over 65 increased by 19% to a total of 29,623. Donegal also saw an increase in the number of dual Irish citizens. The figure increased from 2,405 to 4,307. Non-Irish citizens now account for 7% of Donegal's population. There was an increase of 16% of those employed aged 15 and over, and of those, 15,350 worked from home on at least one day a week in 2022.
The full report of Donegal's results can be found on highlandradio.com. A Donegal hotel has been named as the top 25 hotels in Europe. Harvey's Point Hotel in Loch Est outside Donegal town is number 25 on TripAdvisor's 2023 Traveller's Choice Best of the Best Top Hotels. Other destinations included Corfu, London, Paris and Budapest. More supports will be provided in this year's budget to help families with school costs. It comes as the Finance Minister reminds parents the voluntary contribution fee requested by schools is not compulsory. However, 80% of parents told by a survey of St Vincent de Paul that that wasn't communicated clearly, with many going into debt over the cost. Minister Michael McGrath says he realises the next few months will be tough for parents, but that government is providing support.
We have the extra child benefit payment, the extra €100 in the month of June. We have the increase in the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance as well. And of course, we have free school books at primary level for the return to school this coming autumn. So that's progress. But look, all of these issues will feed into our consideration of policy choices for the budget.
Glenveagh National Park has seen the largest plantation of its kind to date as part of a woodland habitat improvement action by National Parks and Wildlife Service. 2,000 native Irish Scots pine trees have been planted in the upper glen of the park. The effort is one of many pursuits to improve the native woodland habitat condition at the facility. Minister of State for Heritage and Electoral Reform Malcolm Noonan TD has welcomed the move, saying he's proud of everyone involved and looks forward to seeing the trees develop, restoring some of the park's natural heritage. Looking now for the weather forecast. Dry and sunny for the rest of today in mostly light northeast breezes. Dry and mostly clear tonight with mist and a few fog patches forming. Lows of 7 to 10 Celsius in light breezes. To conclude this evening's news, the site of yesterday's explosion in West Donegal has been declared safe by the Army Bomb Disposal Team that attended the scene last evening. Investigations are continuing as a man remains in a serious condition following a crash in the Glandoa area of Manor Cunningham shortly before 5:15 yesterday evening. Gardaí have described an assault on a boy walking home from school in Milford as worrying, and the company taking illegal action on behalf of defective block homeowners has confirmed that it is still taking people into the case but will be closing it off soon. That's all for now. We'll be back again with the news headlines at 6 o'clock, and until then, good evening.
The obituary notice for this Tuesday evening, the 30th of May. The death has taken place of Sharon Duggan, née Anderson, Doohan Newmills. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to her late residence, which is private, please. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon to Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, for service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Gortley Cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Charlie McLaverty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Charlie McLaverty Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.